Welcome to our Blue Papers podcast edition. Blue Papers are our version of white papers here at 4Imprint. They cover a wide range of business topics, all with an aim to help your organization succeed. This is episode number 206, Visual Marketing, Part 2. This episode is presented by 4Imprint Incorporated Marketing Associate, Lance Stratton. Graphic Design Tools, Tips and Tricks for Visual Marketing Success. By design, humans are visual creatures. 90% of what is received by our brains is visual, and 70% of our sensory receptors are in the eyes. The visual nature of photos, ads, memes, and infographics relay a story, one that consumers can engage with and one that drives conversions. In this podcast, you will learn several graphic design fundamentals to help even the most novice designer craft visuals that portray your business's story. It will also guide you through determining whether or not to hire a professional designer. Let's get started with some fundamental design tips. The following 8 principles will steer you clear of many novice design disasters. Number 1. Respect the process. To start, define the purpose of your content. Evaluate the need, identify requirements, and set success metrics. Next, do your homework. Collect facts and even objects for a more thought-out result. For instance, create a mood board of images and color swatches to discover a project theme. Design with the medium in mind. For example, design for a book must take the space between the pages, commonly referred to as the gutter, into consideration. Design for the web should be in RGB color mode. Quirks of each medium will influence design decisions. Consider sketching out a design before diving into design software. Sketching is brainstorming. Develop copy and visuals together. Planning ahead delivers a more powerful product. When you're feeling stuck, take a break. Come back and look at your design with fresh eyes. And get comfortable with imitation and iteration. Find inspiration on social media, websites, and news publishers, and apply similar, but not the same, treatment to your own content. Number 2, build a hierarchy. Ranking content visually shows the relative importance of each element. Make the most important part of the message the most visually dominant element. Look at the content for your visual creation from a macro level, all the elements that build toward your purpose, and rank them. Number 3, embrace white space. White space without elements draws attention to elements. It also improves readability. If something's not right with your design, add more macro white space. Number 4, fall in line. Use a grid to ensure vertical and horizontal alignment. Breaking from a grid creates unnecessary tension and focal points. If you have horizontal and vertical images, a grid can improve the look of the collection. You may also want to dump center alignment in favor of left. Left alignment adds white space, whose importance has been discussed. Number 5, rein in the rainbow. Limit colors. Start with 2 colors and give each color a job. For example, use one color for calls to action, use the other color for body text. More advanced designers may use 1 to 3 primary colors and 1 to 3 secondary colors. When picking colors, think about what you're trying to express. If you're aiming for relatable human colors, choose a warm color such as red, yellow, or orange. If you want to express professionalism and calm, choose a cool color like blue, purple, or green. Number 6, keep type simple. Limit fonts. Use 3 fonts maximum. Your eyes struggle to scan too many different fonts. Better yet, pick 1 font family with several variants, meaning bold, italics, condensed, and so on. Don't squish letters together so they're hard to read, or space them out so they seem detached from each other. The ideal character count per line of text is 50 to 60. The text will be easier to scan in narrower columns. Adjust the brightness of the background to increase the contrast between it and the text. The text will become more clean, crisp, and clear. Use a dark background with light text and vice versa. Match the mood of the fonts. Font choice communicates a message all on its own. For example, fonts with rounded edges are friendlier. Fonts with sharp edges are strong. Number 7, be predictable. Be consistent across pages. If your document has multiple pages, the best way to maintain visual consistency is to copy pages and edit text and images. When two design elements have the same function, make them look the same, meaning use the same size, color, font, and so on. Number 8. Simplify and balance. Be subtle. A slight shadow, gradient, or texture can put just enough emphasis on a design element, but don't do all of them. Think about hierarchy before getting fancy. Too many words create visual noise and can bog down the message in an infographic or presentation. Eliminate unnecessary text. For the words you do use, balance space between lines of text. This is called leading. Too little space and the text looks crowded. Too much space and the text looks disjointed. Most of all, don't try to do too much. Too many competing calls to action can confuse the viewer and lead to visual chaos. Now, to determine whether or not to hire a graphic designer. Marketers have loved the growth of all the low and no-cost graphic design tools on the market. But graphic designers aren't quite sold. The tools are, in part, driving a belief that design tactics are the same as design strategy. One branding expert states, "Clients have this wild perception that graphic design is essentially pretty pictures that almost everyone with competence in Photoshop can achieve. Have you ever been asked this question? Wow, I love that design. What program did you use?" Many clients have this perception that the program, not the talent behind the program, created their marketing. In addition, design often is treated as commodity, a product that's the same across markets, differentiated only by price. The importance of the thought behind graphic design frequently comes in second to cost. But if a logo can be created inexpensively in 20 minutes, more than likely, there wasn't much thought put into it. And this is bad news for the business behind the logo. In many cases, you get what you pay for. Therefore, certain situations call for a professional. A professional graphic designer can work faster than a novice, but there are other additional reasons to hire an artist. First, they're impartial. They don't have the emotional ties of a business owner or even an employee. Designers can step back from a project and provide perspective. Second, they follow rules. The rules of design, that is. They know the ins and outs of the psychology of color, web-ready versus print-ready graphics, how to build a visual hierarchy for information, copyright considerations, scalability, and more. These details are part of their craft, and they're often lost on non-designers. They ensure all marketing materials have a consistent look that represents your brand, because inconsistent artwork calls your legitimacy into question. Most important, designers translate complex ideas into clear, eloquent artwork. And third, they are storytellers. They understand your values, mission, and goals, and help tell the story of your brand visually. Little details add up to a bigger story. What's more, thoughtful graphic designers don't set up brands with flavor-of-the-week designs that quickly become outdated. The visuals they create are well-grounded and overflowing with purpose and meaning, which means they're a long-term investment that won't need an overhaul anytime soon. In the end, graphic design tells your story, which differentiates you from the competition. A graphic designer can help enliven your brand, drive new sales, and retain customers. By understanding each client's unique goals, customers, tastes, and more, a graphic designer creates visual marketing that's as unique as your business. Complete customization never is used to describe a commodity. In the end, graphic design is a process, not just a set of tactics. Graphic design tools can help you develop visual marketing faster and often with a small price tag, but goals and strategy drive the most effective designs. Allow feedback from your internal team, customers, and target audience to optimize graphic designs. Flex your artistic muscles with low-stakes graphic design projects, such as social media images. Things with a longer shelf life, a logo, or an annual report, for instance, likely would benefit from a professional graphic design assistant. In any case, successful brand strategy comes from graphic design with intent, making your visual marketing deeper than pretty pictures. Thanks for listening to this two-part series on visual marketing. For more information about this topic, make sure you check out our blue paper and infographic at 4imprint.com/bluepapers.